Hey, is this thing on? Oh, excellent. Hey, everyone, how are we doing today? This is Maurice Wright, the Million Dollar Mindset Mind Hack Coach Consultant, here to let you know and give you some gracious advice today to help you achieve your most maximum and most optimal self in not only your business, but your personal life. So today's topic is actually going to be a fun one because it's pretty simplistic in nature. I am very simplistic in how I will provide you guys with information just because if you understand the basics to your core of what you're trying to do, there's a lot of things you can do from there. And it's really down to how creative or how much determination you have as an individual to achieve what you're trying to achieve, whether that is in business or your personal life. So without further to do, today's topic is going to be basically how to work less and achieve more. Because understand, y'all, first things first. In the business realm, in your life realm, it always helps to understand the numbers because by understanding the numbers, you can at least structure a plan, an ideal around whatever the goal is that you are trying to achieve. So let's work less to achieve more and understand the numbers while doing it. Now, first things first, for you to understand the numbers of the actual marketplace that you are working with, which is people, you need to understand that there is 7 billion people within this world. I say that again, 7 billion people, okay? Now, understand, for you to achieve whatever financial goal that you want for yourself or personal goal or whatever endeavor that you need to attain for yourself, you do not need all 7 billion people. You know, it kind of goes in the saying as far as, you know, not everyone is going to be for you. Not everyone's going to be able to resonate with you. Understand. If you have a goal, let's say you're an entrepreneur starting out and your goal is to make your first $10,000, know your worth, because knowing your worth can easily state that depending on your particular offer, product, service that you feel has enough value to bring up the next individual, you can easily charge $5,000. Easily, right? Now, in order for you to attain a $5,000 client, that of course will all be dependent on you and how you go ahead and market your service, but it's very attainable in a world of 7 billion people. So, $5,000 client, get yourself 2 clients. Guess what happens? You net yourself $10,000 within the month. If you're good, you can do that within 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 2 weeks, but the main thing is you made your goal of $10,000, right? By increasing the value of what it is that you are offering, people will always flock to the next individual that they, you know, feel will get them to whatever lifestyle goal, business goal, personal goal that they have for themselves. And they are willing to spend whatever the amount is in order to attain that. You find that particular section or that particular reasoning as far as how to attain that for the next individual, and you can profit most graciously. Understand now, if you are a business owner that's currently in the game and you seem to only be capping out at $10,000 for the month, let's say you want to increase your sales up to $100,000 within a month, the only thing that you would need to do at that rate is just either A, you can increase your services. So instead of charging the base $5K, as more volume comes in, which we'll talk about in another segment, which is the volume and margin section. But by increasing your sales to the 10K marker, okay, you would only then need 10 clients. 10 clients will be a heck of a lot easier to manage for whatever service that you offer than, say, 100 clients at $1,000, or 100 clients. I can't do the math right now. Let's see, 100 clients to get to what, 100,000. You would need 10,000 clients at $100 to reach your $100,000 mark. There we go. That's what I was missing. But no, it was still, at the end of the day, would be a lot easier to manage 10 clients versus 100 clients, depending on your offer, than really anything. Now, out of a land of 7 billion, that is easily attainable. The question is, do you have a willpower and do you have enough fortitude to break the mindset of charging your clients less while you're still giving them more? I mean, a lot of times, especially with the clients that I work with and so forth, they are blocked a lot of times by increasing their prices. It's like a lot of us are afraid to just increase our prices because we're afraid to lose a customer or lose some business or lose out on something, when in all actuality you will gain a lot more simply by increasing your prices, because by you increasing your prices, not everyone is going to be equipped for you. And well, that follows our work less to achieve more philosophy, because if not everyone is there for you, you are only messing with less and less people. But at the end of the day, those less and less people will make up for the people that you lose because of the prices and the increase that you choose to place on your business. You may start off a business at charging $100, but then once your business reaches about 100 people for a $10,000 threshold for the month of the marker, you might be tired out. At that point, you will become a slave to your business, because if you're working with 100 people, that says that you really have no time for anything else, if you are truly a gracious person and want to truly service your clients. You'll work heavily in your business, and then guess what? You might be unhappy because of all the work, and then eventually you'll burn yourself out. And well, burnout in the business realm is most prevalent, especially in today's times, for everything that's going on between social media, for everything that's going on between offline marketing, everything that's going on in this world as a whole. Think about it. You seek to only have really one wife or one girl that really holds you down and really cares for you. That's less. Because I don't know about some of y'all, if you know what I'm saying, if you're someone that really, loves the opposite half, you know, have your whatever your sexuality love is, it's a lot easier to manage one individual than it is to manage 10 individuals if you're dating 10 individuals. I mean, let's just keep it real. Follow that same philosophy in business. Again, charge $1,000 to $10,000 and watch what happens to your life, because by you charging those prices alone, you already took out half of the population that is a little bit more poverty and within a little bit more of the impoverished realm, which again, these people we need to bring up, because obviously, especially if you are following and listening to this podcast, you know and you see more for the next individual to achieve more. That is my whole philosophy, to bring up those who, again, are not and cannot be brought up, or, you know, they are looking for a way to be brought up, but don't know how. That is, again, why I am the Million Dollar Mindset, Mind Hack Coach Consultant, because my clients, they graciously value me for what it is that I do, and I graciously value them for what it is that they do so that they can get to their next step. Care about individuals, because what you are offering will always bring up the next individual. It will always get them to where they are trying to go. You just need to believe in yourself that you're actually worth the prices that you are setting. In another segment, I'll even talk about how to structure your payment and basically to know your worth, because once you know your worth, the rest is irrelevant, especially in a world of 7 billion people. 7 billion people, let's say you only achieve 100 people. You get 100 people, and let's say that's at $10,000. Well, $10,000 times 100 people, let's see, 10, that's about $1 million. I'm right now walking, so I don't have a calculator open, but that would be $1 million. But y'all guys, I am assuming by now can see where I am going with this. The more you charge, the less you work, the more rewards you have for yourself, and the more rewards that you can give to your clients. Because again, by managing less clients, you become the service provider that everybody wants, because you have the ability to take care of every single client or every single person, customer that comes in your presence to transact with your gracious value, service, or product. It's just that simple. So with that, y'all, what is it that you will do today to structure your service so that you can achieve more while working less so that you can give your clients, so that you can give your customers, so that you can give your services in a gracious manner that people will always remember you for and your company and your business for. That will be your homework, and that is something that I really want you to think about. If you feel like you are not achieving the desired results that you want for yourself financially and, well, personally too, because again, a lot of things on the personal level can be made simple if you are not messing with a lot of, you know, partners at once. You know, females, guys, we all know this. You know, it's a lot simple. Stick to the one. I have to throw that personal. Stick to the one. You know, I got to throw the personal in there. Just guys. Stick to the one, y'all. Stick to the one. You don't need many. But no, y'all. Make sure you guys continue on having a good day. This is Maurice Wright, the Million Dollar Mindset Mind Hack Coach Consultant, here to keep it always real with you and always tell you that you will always survive, especially when you thrive. And for you to thrive, you need to get your mind right. And that is what I am here to give you. So continue on thriving and continue on having a gracious day. Take it easy, y'all. See you in the next podcast segment.